Joe Lieberman died yesterday at the age of 82. The former U.S. Senator from Connecticut was a vice presidential candidate back in 2000 on the Democratic ticket with Al Gore. He served four terms in the U.S. Senate, his final one as an independent. More recently, he was involved with the No Labels political group. Mark Pasniokas is Capitol Bureau Chief and co-founder of the Connecticut Mirror, and he joins us now. Mark, thank you.
My pleasure.
You had been speaking to Joe Lieberman just in the last few days, and I understand had another interview scheduled in the upcoming days. I mean, Joe Lieberman had a very public life, but what struck you about Joe Lieberman, the man?
Well, for a man who became such a contentious figure, particularly in Democratic politics, I mean, he really drove the party crazy both in Connecticut and in Washington when he went his own way, when he opted to back McCain over Obama in 2008. And, of course, McCain was tempted to put him on the ticket. But he realized that even though Joe Lieberman was very much a foreign policy hawk, he still was a fairly liberal Democrat when it came to things like climate change, gay rights, abortion rights.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But again, his demeanor was that of an incredibly calm and gentle guy. And when you would speak to him, you know, he always had the sense that he was about to fall asleep at times. But in Connecticut, over the war in Iraq, he had a challenge in 2006. The polling showed that he would be vulnerable in a primary.
In the Democratic primary because he supported the invasion in 2003, yeah?
Yes. And in fact, so Ned Lamont, who's currently the governor of Connecticut, challenged him in a primary and won the primary. But Joe Lieberman had taken out an insurance policy. He had already petitioned for a place on the ballot as an independent. And indeed, he won that way.
Mm-hmm.
So he was very much familiar with how third party people could be players in politics. And that's helped inform his activities after he left the Senate with No Labels.
As you mentioned, Lieberman, you know, was a centrist, you know, favored working on climate change, abortion access, gay rights. You mentioned he left the Democratic Party in 2006 and later stumped for John McCain in 2008. I mean, did his politics change?
He insists they did not. He insists that his party became more extreme, moving to the left, just as the Republican Party moved to the right. Now, there were people in the Democratic Party very much took issue with him on that. But in Washington, the Democrats continued to do business with him. He remained a member of the Democratic caucus. And as you may recall, they really needed him to maintain the majority. And Barack Obama himself had intervened and insisted that Lieberman not be stripped of his seniority or his committee assignments to keep him in the caucus. So he was both a critic of the party, but he remained active in it as a member of the U.S. Senate. And by the way, he never gave up his Democratic registration as a voter.
Yeah. And Mark, most recently, of course, Lieberman helped to lead the No Labels movement, pushing for a potential third party candidate this year. How did Lieberman talk about the need, in his view, for a third party in American politics?
He spoke about the toxicity of contemporary politics, and his insistence was a fusion party with a Republican at the top and a Democrat would be a tonic for the state of American politics. Now, he did not have any ready answers when pushed on that. I pushed him on a couple of things. One, he insisted that No Labels would not go forward if they could not be assured of helping elect Donald Trump. And of course, the question is, how would you get that certainty?
Yeah, understand. And finally, Mark, you know, Joe Lieberman came from an era in American politics when we had more centrists in the middle, Gore, Clinton, McCain. How do you think about his political legacy?
His political legacy, I think, will be twofold. He will be forever remembered as the first Jewish candidate on a major party ticket, but also as somebody who, in the end, really made a push for civility in politics and doing so by backing No Labels. And those obviously are very fresh in mind right now because of the reporting I've been doing recently about No Labels. But, you know, I think Lieberman would like that to be his legacy. I think as well as, you know, he was instrumental in getting rid of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. You know, he was a stronger supporter of gay rights in some ways than Bill Clinton or Barack Obama were. So that's another part of his legacy, to be sure.
Yeah, we've been talking to Mark Pasniokas, East Capitol Bureau Chief and co-founder of the Connecticut Mirror. Busy day for you, Mark, and thanks for joining us from a busy airport. Appreciate the time.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.